This is KRRR Radio. Mega Jam, Guitar Rift, everything's awesome.
Coming to you live from the Rainbow Resort Studio Apartment. It's the host of the show and Ask the Kirby Gurus currently, Bimblesnaff.
Hi everyone, I'd like to thank Bimblesnaff for that lovely introduction. I'm Bimblesnaff, the host of KRR Radio, and today we're going to open up the fan foyer to get some user member questions answered. Yay! Fan foyer! It's the place where fans go to forage for food or something like that. Probably not.
Yeah, okay, now that that garbage is out of the way, it's time to open up the first letter. Question one.
I was recently reading through the story part from the scans of the older instruction booklets hosted on the site. And it's some really interesting stuff, especially adventures, which is much more detailed than NIDLs. Anyway, the old instruction booklets give a really interesting perspective on the series and stuff. And I forgot to put a question in there. Oh well, signed, Phantom K.
Well, barring your lack of any type of question to answer, I guess I can only really agree with you. There really is a lot of interesting stuff in some of the earlier Kirby instruction manuals. I say earlier because later on the stories kind of dwindled down to a single page, or if that even. I mean, really, was there much of any explanation for Squeak Squad? I mean, I want cake. That's not really cutting it for anything. No, but Adventure did have a very long story intro to it. I mean, it touched back on the first one. It explained who characters were. It was like 3 or more pages long. I don't have it with me at the moment, so I can't really check. The other interesting thing about it is the vocabulary used. I mean, there is some large words coming out of this book, and I had to look some of these up, or I didn't know what they were. And that's pretty bad. And I don't really know how their target age demographic was supposed to read that, but it certainly explains why they dumbed it down in the later games.
Question two!
I'm sorry if this disturbs you, but can Kirby become drunk? But then again, do we even know if Kirby has a liver? He might not even have intestine, a heart, or even a brain for all we know. Signed, guest?
Yeah, I think we all know who was drunk when they submitted this letter, but anyways, it's supposedly true that Kirby can become drunk. We do know that he drinks. It was established in a prior session that at the end of one of the scenes for Star Stacker, it's Kirby and his animal friends sitting around in a bar. I mean, you know, they're drinking, so I would assume that he could get drunk. We all know you don't drink alcohol for the flavor. Yeah! But he should have organs, technically. I mean, it doesn't really appear that he has much room for any type of visceral compartments and whatnot, given the fact that he expands and seems to pretty much be a mouth. But you also have to remember there's not any logical place for anything he eats to go. His insides are kind of like a black hole that kind of crush matter down into nothingness, and he defies physics, so he could technically have all of those body parts in there, despite the fact that there's not, on the outside, room for them. So yes, he can totally get wasted, but he still won't party with you, because you're not cool enough.
Ooh!
Question 3.
Hi, I'm McD, the proud owner of McD's Diner.
Well, maybe not proud. And that's why I need your help.
I'm wondering, what's the average Dreamlander's food? The only one that comes to the diner regularly is Kirby. And he even depresses me. You haven't seen total failure until Kirby runs into the bathroom and spits up an exiled star. Please answer this. My diner depends on it. Signed, McD.
Well, we do know that the Dreamlanders have a very wide diet from the first game, after Kirby, you know, carries away Castle Dedede and his blimp self, all the foods pouring out of it, included is cobs of corn and whole fish, a bunch of assortments of other vegetables and fruit. I think bananas and tomatoes are probably in there. So they pretty much eat what regular people eat. It's just not really explained where a lot of this food comes from or why it's floating in the sky or found on the ground most of the time. So, I mean, you know, it's a pretty regular diet. Yeah, it's too bad this answer can't be more interesting. I mean, I wish I could say they ate stardust and candy all the time, but that's just not the case. I eat stardust and candy all the time, but that's another story for another day when I'm not drunk.
Question 4.
Hey, remember Kirby Air Ride? What kind of warp star would you make? And what would its attributes be? Yeah, signed, Guest.
Yeah, I remember Kirby Air Ride. I remember it coming out, you know, on the system that it wasn't supposed to because it was delayed so horribly. And I also remember not purchasing that system or the game. Yeah, I really never got it. I don't really even know what rides there are in the game. And, you know, that's more of in-depth game detail that I am completely unaware of. And, you know, I've started like a little thing of, oh, hey, everyone, make your own animal friend. It's fun. That's because I have all the games with the animal friends and love those games. Air Ride, not so much. I mean, I don't even know what options there are in the game. Well, hell, I'll just, you know, kill this bird with a stone. Why not? Yeah, I would make one of the rides, you know, an animal friend. It would be like, hey, everyone, you can ride on Rick. He's like a warp star, sort of, maybe, not really, kind of, sort of. And, you know, there you go. Yeah. So that would be my air ride. It would be Rick. I don't know exactly what he would do, because I don't really know what the air rides do. But, you know, he would be a hamster. He'd probably be a little disadvantageous, because he's on foot. But, you know, I think I saw a wheelie rider in there somewhere, so it's apparently land travel. And Rick's awesome, so he would be maxed out in those points. Not to mention fat points. I mean, the guy's a freaking blimp. Come on. He's great. Rick ride. Oh, yeah.
Question 5. I read your comic, Siege on Rainbow Resort, and I enjoyed it. But I also noticed that Squeaky Bog used acidic things. Acidic spit, acidic beam. Are these part of his move list, or are they just occasional? Signed, Guest.
Oh, geez, Guest again? Man, he's like pretty much his entire session. Well, I guess I appreciate the support. But anywho, yes, Siege on Rainbow Resort, starring role of Squeaky Bog trying to take over said resort. Now, he did have a bit of an expanded move list, I guess you would call it that, in this series, and that's because, you know, his traditional move list is kind of meant for games, but, you know, when you go outside of games, you kind of have to expand on the people a little bit. Kind of like how, you know, Dedede, Kirby, and Meta Knight were expanded when they were put onto Brawl. You You need something to work with here. So, you know, Squeaky Bog normally just has a tail whip, a bite, a little foul air puff that he does, and backdrop abilities. That's his technical ability. But, you know, for an expanded moveset, I gave him an acidic spit attack. Now, this actually comes from a made-up ability that I had in, early 2000s somewhere, which was an acid ability, in which you threw out blobs of acid that would stick to walls and the floor and cause damage to anything that walked onto it. You know, so I just said, hey, why not give him an acidic attack? It works out great. And now the Acrid Blazer, on the other hand, which is that acidic beam you were talking about, that was actually supposed to be his crash equivalent ability. It was supposed to be established at a later point in time that he was only able to unleash that attack because he, pretty much ate a bomb bar earlier. And so he could only really use it once, and he wanted to use it as kind of like a awesome, trump card. But he had to use it sooner than he actually thought he was going to have to use it, so he was kind of, screwed at that point on, because he could have taken out, half the Rainbow Resort with it. Of course, he didn't really want to do that anyways. He wanted to take it over, not destroy it. Now, this point in the storyline was never really reached, because I lost interest in the story, much like everyone else who was, involved in it, or not even really involved in it. They just kind of appeared there, but people stopped caring, and I got lazy, so everything just stopped before this point was reached, and so everyone just kind of assumed, man, does, Squeaky Bog just have, a giant death attack? That seems a little overpowered, isn't it? It's supposed to be a joke in there, but never really got reached, and really the entire use of the Acrid Blazer was entirely accidental. I just kind of make comics to be incredibly over the top and unbelievable, because that's how I like to make things go. It's not cool when you have things very weak. You have to go for high spots all the time, and it was supposed to defeat Creeper by just, kicking his fingers and having him fall off a cliff, and I thought, no, I think he's going to blow him into the Rainbow Resort so that they will rebuild him as some type of Death Sentinel cyborg to use against the Seeds of Dark Matter. Yeah, that point of the story was also never reached, unless you count the end bonus comic, but that's unrelated to this question in any way whatsoever. Yes, back on track. Bog does use acidic attacks. He kind of has a acidic nature. He's associated with that sort of stuff, despite, being backdrop ability. He's really more of a bitter and cruel individual, despite his fangirl appeal. And thus I kill his fandom more day by day. And that's a wrap for the fan, yay! Actually, it's a wrap for the entire radio, but we're gonna cover that in another segment, because we can only do one of these things at a time, because I do it all in one breath, and it's really hard to do. Like it said, that's a wrap for this radio session special of Ask the Kirby Gurus. Expect the next session in this radio format never!